Blog Talk Radio.
T-Boy Mizrahi is icon, overall, father, Alexis Lord. Presents the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida. Also celebrating the 19th anniversary of the House of Lords, the Jungle Ball. MCs for the evening, Greg Landron and Tree Ebony. DJ QB and I. Admission $30 all night. Grand prize. Grand prize number one, $1,000 open to all runners. Grand prize number two, $1,000 open to all best guests. Mini grands include open to all performers, $500 cash, 6 trophies, 1 cash award. Females in your face, $250. The promoters will add an extra $20 per girl who gets 10 that night. 3 trophies, 1 cash. T-Boy Mizrahi is icon, overall, father, Alexis Lord. Presents the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida.
What's good, everybody? This is Justin, just shouting everybody out with another installment of Juicing It with the J's. It's your boy Justin, just shouting everybody out, getting everything started for tonight. Our main host is down. He had his wisdom tooth pulled, so we're actually trying to sit up here and trying to get everything started. I do have a co-host who's coming in with me. He's our normal special guest that's usually here with us every night. You know how that goes down. Anyway, what's goodie?
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
I'm good. How you feeling? Hey, everybody.
Not shit. Trying to figure out how I'm going to roll this blunt and do this show at the same time.
Are you learning how to multitask later in life? You are being
That's a skill of mine. I'm being able to multitask. It's a skill.
Okay, I'm about to say.
Yeah, it's Trina. Trina who, Maharia? What's good? Anyway.
Oh, shout out to my brother who's sitting on the sick and shut-in list.
The shit and sucking list.
Girl, we're going to get into that in a few minutes, too. Don't worry about that. My sister Jason on the sick and shut-in list today. Y'all pray for
her. I know, right?
Stop by and take her a Bible and sit with her and bring her some soup.
Oh, Lord.
We calling all the missionaries and the mothers of the church to stop by.
Not calling all the missionaries.
Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on women? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the Sandman. Get the fuck off my dick.
I'll be told you, man.
So he gonna start playing music? Anyway, what's going on? What did you end up doing for today? Hold on, let me try to stop this live. They said my internet is cracked. My live was crackling fiercely.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. And plus, it wasn't even where it was supposed to be, so hold on. Anyway, what's been going on? What's been going on with you?
Well, child, today was a very light day. It's a very nice day in Chicago, one of the rare days. No rain, no snow. It's spring, you know, so anything can happen here. So got a chance to wash my car, clean the car out, you know, get the mats cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
No, time to go thotting.
Shit.
What you do today?
Work like a damn Hebrew slave. That's about it.
Ain't that it?
and then pay taxes, talk to people about negotiating my bills and stuff like that, and figure out exactly how I'm going to, what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to do it, and how I'm going to try to flip it.
So
that's what it's all about, flipping the shit and remixing it.
Let's all try to get out of debt before the summer, because y'all know y'all want to go shopping. It's a price out there. What's new in the world?
Nice.
We got shooters who go live. We about to go to war with North Korea. The girls keep, tops keep taking bottoms on dates and keep thinking it's going to end well on Easter and big holidays yet again.
But I just don't understand, like, how do you take, this is a whole different topic. I wasn't even expecting to go in this direction from the beginning. But real talk,
go,
like, how do you take somebody on a date, take them to go have dinner and stuff like that, and then expect them to go to have, unless you're going to have like 5 minutes later. Like,
girl.
I mean, unless they eat like a bird. So when, while you sitting there eating a steak, bitch, I'm eating like,
they sitting there eating saltines and water,
praying to God that you don't say, well, let's go do something. Like, I would be like, I would be taken aback by the whole situation.
So,
like, I never generally, like, when I go out on a date, I generally never clean it. Who comment on my video? Lord have mercy.
I have decided this is just out of order.
I'm trying to figure out how to way I'm going to go live and let people hear the show. But anyway, we can still have our conversation while I try to figure that out. But yeah, I was debating at the fact that they arguing about, you want to take them, shake my head. See, it's a bitch that's always sitting somewhere that's supposed to be somewhere. I know she in pain, so.
Girl, she can open her mouth anytime she wants to, girl. It's talking, not taking a dick, girl. You can stop on by. Girl, she making it sound like, girl, she got a deep throat or something in order for her to be on the air.
Well, I mean, I was just shocked from her, you know, because she said that, you know, it hurt real bad. But then you never know, everybody's mouth is set up different. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice way of saying it.
That's a nice way of saying way.
Never
mind. And it's not my fault that you were sucking dick the day before and now your mouth hurts today.
Precisely. There you go. I was wondering how long it was going to take you to kick her ass. But okay.
Fuck you, queen. But real talk, like, I
they
would
tell
never,
you not to do any strenuous activities the day before operation. But no.
But you got to think, I had all four of my wisdom teeth pulled. I've had all, shoot, I've just about had a root canal like every other freaking day. So I'm kind of used to it by now. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that pain, like, I'm related to my mom. Like, I'm used to not receiving too much pain or whatever. Like, as long as you got the gas for me, I'm good.
I need pills before and afterwards.
Like,
yeah,
I don't need all of that. I need probably, like, some oxycodone or something like that. I don't need nothing else. What's up, Clinton?
I don't give a fuck if you pull, bitch, Astroglide on it, bitch. I don't care, bitch. It's something got to be done to it before you just start going working in something. I need
Why would you put Astroglide in your mouth?
Whichever one it is that does all the numbing, honey. That's all that matters. I need to be done.
I know,
done.
Right? Mm-hmm. But on to another topic. So, the shooter, I was confused at a lot of things. I was confused about the fact that the dude basically, so you telling me, from what I gather from Facebook, because that's all we can look at. What's up, everybody? We just having general discussion, having random conversation, just having different things.
And we taking suggestions.
Yeah. What's the number to the show? You got the number to the show? Let me see if I can actually respond. 5-6. What is the number? Like, that's bad.
563.
Use a good Bluetooth speaker that have a mic on it.
Oh.
I got Actually, this is a Logitech web camera that I got that's attached to my PC, so I don't know how I sound at all. But what was I about to say? What's the number? What, you got the number on your phone?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, so those of you who are looking to call in, the number is 563-999-3792.
What's the last, what?
3792.
92. Okay. Okay, I posted it in the live. So, yeah. But I just was shocked out how everything was turning out, because, like, I didn't understand Facebook actually deleting dude's Facebook page, because if he was going around and doing that shit, if he was dumb enough to use his Facebook to actually attack people or whatever, then 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying, you could have used that to actually track him down. And what's up, Charles? What's up, Shasolo? So I didn't understand the point of them actually deleting his Facebook profile. Like, you know, I understand they probably wanted to get, they should have deleted the video, because if you got the power to delete his motherfucking Facebook, just go ahead and just delete the video and then let him keep rolling. Because he crazy enough to do it, then you can track him down like that. Because, you know, Facebook gives you my point.
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck you get on the highway from Ohio and make it to Pennsylvania.
Just like the dude said on the What's the Name Tonight, he said that on Out Tonight, but doing the news, he was saying that dude was he could have come there at nighttime or something like that. He could have taken a back road. Hell, I don't know. I've never gone from Ohio to Pennsylvania to get, you know, or Philly to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm just
so no telling what that was
shit.
Like, but at the same time, if he already know people out looking for him, he already know, just stay low. And then you got to understand from his look, it's a lot of bald-headed, heavyweight black men. So I'm pretty sure the cops was like, well, bitch, I'm not going to pick, you know what I'm saying? You can't just go randomly start picking up black men and
but
stopping
Charles,
them.
But Charlie, it's Ohio. They ain't never stopped them before from picking out randomly black motherfuckers.
But at the same time, but here's the thing. Had they started doing that, then it would have been a double-edged sword. They would have turned around and be like, oh, they're racially profiling me. Now, mind you, that's what we just got through screaming about like a couple months ago. So, you know, but I don't know. I don't understand. I can understand sometimes being to that point of being depressed and down or whatever. And like people were saying, like, his girlfriend found out he was gay and shit like that or whatever.
But what the fuck that got to do with innocent people?
I don't know.
It's still innocent people whose lives some people that died senselessly for no reason. Because you decided you wanted to go out with a bang instead of a whimper. And my thing about it is, you killed yourself. So my thing is, you killed all these other people and then killed yourself just so you could be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the angle.
You wanted to
talk
be famous.
About it, or do you not? You know, that's how I feel like, do you talk about it? Because you're talking about people, and for the people who sat there and put that shit on live kind of filtered or responded or reposted his video with him killing that old man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Well, I didn't post the video. I posted the link that we took you to the video, because I was just like, well, at the end of the day, like, at least, to the very least, it's not the video of him shooting the man. You know what I'm saying? That was a little bit too much for me. I wasn't going to do that. Even watching the video for me was too much, because I was just like, shit.
If that's the thing, I can't do. I can't, support your fucking craziness. Because that's the problem. Because that's the reason why you out there doing this shit. You want people to support your fucking craziness.
That's true. I do agree. But I don't know if they're supporting his craziness. But in the world we live in today, it's hard to sit up and say that shit like that won't get shared or won't be put out there for people to view. You know? Because everybody, you know what I'm saying, when it's something like that, we all want to see. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to see it. I don't, I mean, I guess that's consciousness. I've seen, growing up here, I've seen enough motherfucking dead bodies to last me a lifetime. I don't need to see them all.
But, you know.
Let alone the actual act.
Also, when we watched it up and watched The Faces of Death, that was the actual movie that we actually watched. Because, like, I guess for me, like, I was so zoned out from, like blood and guts and violence and stuff like that. So it really doesn't faze me or affect me. It just basically, you know, it is what it is. But I think that when I watched that video and I saw that man, you know, recoil, especially when he, you know, saying, he was like, well, who the fuck is Joy Lane? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck
right.
is going
See,
on,
that's
you
the
know?
Bullshit. That's what I'm saying. Like, bitch, all of this shit is like you doing this shit. And I've never seen any of the killer videos. I looked at the other shit. So I looked at the videos where he calling his friends and he called, no, motherfucker, don't call nobody. If you feel like this is where you at, and he's sitting around talking about, don't none of y'all talk to me and don't none of y'all deal with me. That's why I'm out here doing this. Don't put that on nobody else's consciousness. Don't put that on somebody else. They're talking about, well, y'all don't talk. I'm out here doing this shit because I can't rely on nobody. We all get, like, everybody got a problem where they got somebody that, or a bunch of people that they can't rely on. We all got fair weather ass friends. But for you to put that on somebody else's conscience is, to me, just too fucked up for words.
I don't know. I think just from that conversation of what he said in the video, I don't know. But I guess that's the reality of the world that we live in today. You know what I'm saying?
I guess we are. I guess that's where we are. So we can just turn around and blame everybody for some bullshit.
I wouldn't necessarily blame everybody. I would blame whoever. Well, who would have known, even from his reaction to how, it's not like he was hysterical. It's not like he was crazy. It's not like he was going off about it. He was just like real, real cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, well, I'm about to go kill me some people today. Like he was going to pick up like some groceries or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, right, girl. Now, that's the problem. See, this is the shit that we all deal with, but we really never pay attention to. Like, we always keep talking about people talking about they tick, tick, boom, and all this bullshit, and they crazy and shit. That's the definition of a crazy motherfucker. Somebody who just randomly going about their day, like, bitch, I'm going to cut the lawn, I'm going to mow the lawn, I'm going to cut the hedges, and then I'm going to go kill me about 5 or 6 motherfuckers. That's crazy. None
hey,
of this like,
it sounds like a good movie, though.
I'm going to whoop your ass, and I'm going to kick your ass. Bitch, don't ever let me catch you up. None of that shit is crazy.
It sounds like a movie.
But I'm just saying, none of that shit is crazy. None of the shit when people sitting around there talking, doing all this stupid ass shit and acting a fucking fool, none of that's crazy. When motherfuckers just sitting there calm as hell and just randomly walking up to people and busting caps at motherfuckers, that shit's crazy.
But I think people have gotten so normalized with violence and all this other type of stuff, it doesn't shock us. But my thing is, just like you were saying earlier, people were just sharing the video. Like, why would you share the direct video, though?
Because we live in a culture full of motherfuckers who just need to get a response to something.
Anyway, ain't nothing really happening in ballroom this week at all. Like, I ain't hear nothing, like...
Really?
Did somebody have a ball?
Really? So, ladies and gentlemen,
my
here
reaction
we go.
On this line.
So, since we here for the shit, ladies and gentlemen, would somebody like to call in and tell me when the fuck the Kiki scene started getting as violent as ballroom?
What happened?
Child, apparently the girls getting us. Apparently, our illustrious host got a phone call, 1:00 in the morning, that she can't talk right now, so she couldn't say nothing, but apparently there was a Kiki ball or some shit in D.C. where she just got out of order.
You know, I don't know who was fighting. I don't know who was beating up who. I kind of stay out of the loop when it comes down to stuff. People bring me stuff after the fact. So, Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the first time like I done heard of some bullshit. Although this is like the second or third time I done heard about the Kiki scene getting out of order nowadays. I thought y'all was supposed to be coming together for the better to show us in ballroom how it's supposed to go. Y'all was supposed to tell us exactly.
Nigga, what the fuck you mean it's summertime? We about to go live in this. Why are you
I'm a fighter.
Why are you getting muted? What the fuck?
I'm a fighter.
Why are you a fighter, though?
Huh?
So, I'm going to ask Switchboard one time, would you stop muting my co-host for five seconds?
I'm a fighter. That's what I'm going to do. I'm a fighter.
So you ain't got time because your mouth hurting, but you can sit up there with a button and mute people.
Bro, I just want to sit there looking at that computer with that air conditioning here on the bitch. Press the mute button,
Hello, everyone.
Oh, girl.
Really? Oh, so that's your new intro.
Girl, is that
and you were coming with some bass in your voice?
Girl, that's
hello,
okay.
Everyone.
Hello, everyone.
I will not be here for a long time. I'm going to be here for a short time. I want to first say thank you, Justin, for doing this tonight, because leave it up to a bitch like me, there wouldn't have been a show. Devin, first of all, bitch, nobody was sucking dick Sunday. Why the fuck would I be sucking dick and I'm getting teeth pulled out on Monday?
First of all, ain't the one that said it.
I'm talking right now. That makes absolutely no fucking.
You better work.
That makes absolutely no motherfucking.
I'm talking right now.
Bye, girl.
That makes no sense. My tooth is my tooth, and it has been in my mouth, and I will say it, and I'm not ashamed of it. That tooth has been in my mouth for 30-some-8 years. And when they say things are not broke, don't fix them, I now understand why they say when shit ain't wrong, leave it alone. So I am in pain. I went to work, and I had to do nothing but talk all day, which means moving my lower jaw, which meaning the right side of my face is swollen, which means that it looks like a bitch with a hand the size of Kelly hit me in my face. So my face is swollen. No way would I get on live, and no way am I talking tonight. I appreciate you sitting there, but keep it cute, sissy. You're the only person that'll go suck three dicks on a Sunday, getting teeth pulled on Monday. Everyone have a wonderful week. I am here, and I ain't here for your shit.
You sissy, sit out. Not you gonna come storm through like you was gonna come terrorize us or something like that. Are you muted, Dale?
I'm unmuted.
Okay, that's what's up. Now that the Wicked Witch is gone,
girl,
we can continue with our conversation. Are you sitting with us? Are you going?
Girl, she didn't.
No, gonna leave out.
Yeah, I'm not sitting with you, so please, the both of you are going to have to check that box if you get someone to press 1. Ming, if you're listening, Aladdin is not a part of this show, so you are more than welcome to press 1. I would really like for you to press 1, because I'm curious about some things that I do hope that you all talk about tonight, because I just want to know, I'm not just singling you out, Ming, because, Ming, you weren't the only person, because I know that when you did it, your intentions were not wrong. Well, I hope they weren't wrong, but I'm just curious to know what any of you people, and I hate the way I say you people because it makes me sound like I'm white.
Let her alone with it.
I am curious to know from you guys, when you inbox me stuff, I mean, granted, Ebony T is cute and it's funny. It is. But when you inbox me stuff because somebody makes a rant about something like that, I don't know what I was supposed to do with it. I didn't have an opinion of it. For once in my life, my feelings was off and I just didn't care. It hurts me to talk. And I just didn't know what you wanted me to do with any of that information because, I mean, I could have reposted it, but it had already been reposted and it had already been talked about. I'm not surprised by anything anyone from any house says on Facebook. Hell, I've seen people in a room say that a child molester was sexy and that they would have. So if the shock value of people actually saying if the shock value of gay people saying he was that child molester was sexy as shit, he could have molested me. If that don't shock you for a gay person to say, and we have heard gay people wish death on each other, if that don't shock you, then I don't know what else will. But I'm just curious that if any of you that are listening that inbox me that quote that young man who I do not know said, I'm curious to know what I was supposed to do with that information because I couldn't put him out the house. I couldn't go. I did go to. I tagged Letitia. I tagged J-Rock. Marquise came on the post. They weren't putting him out the house. So I'm just curious, what was I supposed to do?
Apparently,
some ebony boy who I don't know made a post and he later took the.
Okay, I got it.
So again, if you all are listening, please press one and talk to them because you're not going to talk to me because I'm here to do switchboard and I'm not talking no more because I'm about to take this Oxycontin and I'm going to be here. So I'm going back on mute after this, but I am just curious to know that I do hope that you all bring that up. I am, congratulations to you, Romeo, for being legend. I didn't know you were a legend, and on that note, good night.
When did he get deemed?
Girl, I'm going to fight her. I'm coming to Baltimore to fight her. I'm going to beat her.
When did he get deemed, though?
Oh, girl, she going to run, girl.
Oh, now you're going to go mute? That's nice of you. What's up, Frankie? Thanks for joining the On the Live. I really just thought, hold on. Now you're going to inbox me. So that's petty. Oh, that's petty. That's a legendary petty.
Thanks, I'll be trying to.
But I remember. This table came up as a topic, but what happened?
What?
I don't even remember the situation.
Oh, well, this particular situation, a couple of days ago, the little Ebony boy that was from Cleveland, Bay Ebony or whatever, I think they're talking about his post where he kind of made a joke about the whole Cleveland thing or the Cleveland shooter or whatever and saying that he was going after the wrong group of people. He shouldn't have been going after straight people. He should have been going after the gays or whatever. And I guess that was, like, that kind of caused, like, a ruckus and an uproar for a little
bit. I did see somebody screenshot it. But what I don't get about, like, our people, our kind, the girls in general, is why do we, like, you'll suck dick, you'll eat ass, you'll do all of these things, but, bitch, you'll turn around, you'll attack the next bitch just for living their life or doing whatever. Why would your hate be toward the gays like that? Like, why would you be toward somebody who's like you?
Like that. My thing about it is I think that he kind of like... sometimes people's sarcasm can go a tad bit over.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just, you know, that's just how it is. I can't put it in as far. I can't, you know... I'm not one of the people that's about to sit right here and read people's thoughts. If y'all know he out there, if y'all want him to do, if y'all want him to talk about it, he can. But for me personally, I'm just saying, sometimes people's sarcasm can go a tad bit overboard, and, you know, like, they can mean a joke, but because...
I mean, I know everybody has a different filter. I ain't even going to lie. But at the same time, there's a point where there's a limit that you say, okay, I'm not going to kind of, you know, that don't even make sense.
Sensitivity is sensitivity. I just, you know, and some people are a lot more sensitive than others.
But I guess,
I looked at the post, and I kind of like, okay.
I don't know.
That was the same thing when the girl. It was no different than when the girls were sitting around here making posts when that bridge caught fire in Atlanta. The girls were sitting around and talking about Atlanta was burning so bad. Now the people burning in Atlanta so bad, girl, now the bridge is on fire. See?
No,
there you go.
No,
now,
no.
This is going to read.
This is going to read everybody, though. The shade is, and this is one of the only persons that I've heard talk about this and even say this. And I want you to catch when I say that. Donald Trump talked about during his campaign that he was going to work on infrastructure within the country. Now, no shade. It's a lot of cities, major cities. I know just like in Jackson, like if you go to Jackson, Mississippi, like the streets is fucked up. It's potholes and shit all over the place, whatever.
You go to Chicago, bitch, you can't even turn a corner when I run into a motherfucking pothole.
So,
right?
With that being said,
and if you drive it anywhere in motherfucking Detroit, yes, bitch, y'all got them too. So we all got them, yeah.
So with that being said, it's just like, well... It is some shit that he's saying that is the truth. Now, and the shade is, I was sitting back like, well, damn, I never really did catch that. The infrastructure of the country really is kind of fucked up. When I think about it, the roads are fucked up. It's just places that the cities don't have money to even work on. So it's just shit that's just out there. You know what I'm saying? There's no more type of building. It's no more going back and doing maintenance. The shit's just there. You know what I'm saying?
Probably the only state,
which would be the key, that I've seen really do like major maintenance or consistently doing that, probably is New Orleans. And they're pretty good. Louisiana, they're pretty good with taking care of stuff like that.
Yeah, but that was, like I said, this is the, like, people crack certain jokes at certain times. And when it's still kind of fresh, people just take it offensively. And people
will get
butthurt when the shit is still fresh. Never mind everybody sitting around here posting the goddamn video over and over and over again or some sick ass shit like that. But you can't joke about it because it's still kind of fresh. So I'll leave that part alone. I'll leave the sick part of it where every motherfucker just kept reposting it like it was like y'all was posting recipes of pineapple upside down cake or some bullshit. And I'll let that go in favor of y'all turning around and being upset because the boy cracked a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
I mean,
like to pick and choose my battles, but, you know.
When some stuff like this, I think it's still there's still things that you can say in taste. And there's some things, you know, you have to have a filter about. And then sometimes you have to remember there's a way that you say things on Facebook that you know, I mean, some shit you just don't say. You know what I'm saying? Because it's,
right.
it's no.
You don't say porn is good.
Wait a minute now. We can say porn is good. That's not a problem with saying porn is good.
Apparently you can't say that no more.
Why not?
Y'all grow, because the moment you start saying porn is good, child, you get attacked by like 50 other girls too nowadays.
Why?
You can't, I don't know, girl. You got to ask the girls in the nasty side group.
Well,
bitch. There's
I think,
side,
I think
there's
okay,
a side group
thing.
Full of
here's the thing. The direction
of
that
people.
Now, porn is supposed to be a fulfilling sexual fantasy. So you're supposed to be able to come to porn and watch that and watch them do whatever they do. It's a fantasy. You're not supposed to make the fantasy an everyday reality. And
that's
I think that's where some girls would feel that there's a problem with saying porn is good. Porn is needed because I know every morning when I wake up, I need porn. So.
Hey, man. That's fair because I do too.
So, I mean, every rational person. And that's the real kiki of the situation.
Apparently, one girl has taken it. The girls have taken it upon themselves to look at whatever kind of porn it is or whatever kind of porn is going on in the world and get upset because it'll went overboard. I will get back into that for a second, but I have to kind of agree with Jason about that other subject.
Like, yeah,
y'all sent Jason that shit. What do y'all think she getting ready to do? I mean, she can't do no more or no less than what's already been planned, honey. So,
what do you mean? You got to explain. You trying to give me a jaded, convoluted, like, what's the name? Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Stay firm in your
word.
Y'all
suspected Jordan. Y'all sent Jason the video, like, y'all expected her to say something or come up with a commentary that's going to get the boy, like, excluded from the house. He a contributing member to the house just like everybody else is a contributing member to the house. And people need to start getting this through their head. This is not politics where your life goes out the window because you say some wrong shit on Facebook or Twitter or some other shit. If anything, Donald Trump has proven through this shit is, like, you can say the most absolutely wrongest-ass shit in the world and still get elected president. Because he managed to do it, like, every day.
I'm going to be right back.
My thing about it is, when people say this, y'all do not control people's Facebook pages. Y'all don't control their Facebook pages, and y'all can't control what the fuck they say out of their mouth, nothing that they post. Only thing you can do is either tell them that it's not cute, y'all didn't like it, or, girl, just unfriend them and not fuck with them no more. It's kind of easy to go through. I don't think that y'all can keep trying to control people's Facebook pages and saying or controlling what they say on Facebook or any of that other shit. At the end of the day, the more shit you tell people, the more raunchier they tend to happen to get when they own there. But that's just my opinion.
But see, that's why, like, a lot of those situations, like, some people that I think they haven't really been exposed to, a lot of people have not been exposed to knowing that molestation is a thing out there, and you have a lot of people who are affected with it. So when you
hear that
thing in nature, it's almost a trigger for them, and they hear that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I don't know exactly what happened with this whole molestation thing.
But I don't understand, because, see, I don't even remember seeing the post. I didn't even see none of it. So it's just, like, it's hard for me to speak about it when I don't know about it, and then I don't want to just make this blanket statement, and then it's something totally different. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
I have to see that. I have to see that personally for me.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, having those conversations and then saying, I don't want to come at somebody about something and I don't know too much about it, but I don't know.
Let me clarify.
Yeah,
this. When I say molestation, and I'm not going to say that other one. There were times when people have posted pictures of racist.
Why didn't you say the other one, though?
Yeah, I did. Because I meant to say I don't want to say Tens of Chops. I don't want to say that other room. There were posts because before there was just Kelly, there was Tens of Chops. So this goes back to when it was Tens of Chops. So there have been posts that were in Tens of Chops where somebody posted something of a coach molesting little boys. There have been pictures of grown ass men caught having sex with teenagers, and people have come on those posts, and those posts are probably still in Tens of Chops. But guess who ain't about to be the one to go searching through those archives for you? This bitch right here. But those posts are there. Because I would sit back and I would watch the post, and I would say, am I living in the bizarro world where these motherfuckers are saying, he cute as shit. He ain't have to molest them. So y'all take away the fact that, so if it was
Marsha, and
they was caught molesting people, the comments would have been like, put that bitch under jail. But because of I'll use the light skinned boy with the tattoos that got a modeling contract. So if it was him that was caught molesting boys, and y'all put the picture in the room, 9 out of 10 people are going to come on that post and say, I'd fuck them. And everybody will be like, me, and it's this back, and they'd be like, okay, I'm going to just wait and see for the first. I'm not going to be the one to say, I'd fuck them. But as soon as somebody else say, I'm going to fuck them, I'm going to be on it. And I saw those posts, and I'm like,
yeah.
I can't believe these people.
Well, I think that that's a difference between that particular cock, like that, like the saying, like you really did, and I remember.
Well,
that
maybe
song.
Okay. Maybe I'm just an old judgmental bitch, and I
no,
will
you're
be
not
that.
Old
and,
no,
but wrong is wrong. So if this big black booger bear that just killed this man had been, I'll use for example, Shamar Moore. If he'd have been fine as Shamar Moore, would there be sympathy for this man? Because he killed another old man, because he killed that man, would there be sympathy for him?
No,
To me, it's not apples and oranges. You can't justify and get mad with somebody because they say he should kill a bunch of gays because he's upset with gays. Now, granted, I understand that we just went through in Orlando, and that was a confused man that went into a club and he killed a bunch of innocent gay people. So I understand that, and I sympathize with those people.
But you know, that's been a fear of mine. Like going to a gay club and then going to an actual gay bar.
And
to the person in my inbox, I am with you. I am taking care of that right now. I just thought about it when I looked at your inbox. A person, you know, saying, because we leave ourselves in situations, especially when we go to gay clubs, gay bars, or anything like that, where a lot of people are just getting in or just getting started with the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be that first experience or whatever. And you never know what somebody's reaction may be, and then you get something like that. Now, is it wrong for a person to say when they're a murderer or a killer and all this other type of crazy stuff, now that we know all these things, that they're attractive? Is it wrong? Hello?
I think when we get into our situation, I think that once we start tacking on certain problems, then we get.
Yeah, I mean, one is a big issue. I don't think we can overlook it, but it's just like what I said today on Facebook is what I think a lot of people apply in life is really like everything is a thing, and a thing has its place, or it should be put in its place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for sometimes when you speak reality and you speak in those conversations, sometimes you have to be real. Now, if they felt, if whoever that was attracted to something, that's what they felt like. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's the problem. The problem is like when you hear, like, I've been around females, that's like they, you know, I've been around females.
There's a lot of
right
females that they have prison husbands.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying, like, you see a whole lot of females that run around here, like, okay, we had one that was caught, you know, like, years ago or whatever, he was a rapist or whatever, and he turned out to be attractive. And you saw females talking about, this nigga, why was he out here raping?
Well, that's
like,
just like the dude that had
friends.
The light-skinned dude that had the teardrops on his eyes or whatever. That same shit. He was in jail. That was his mugshot that everybody was looking at, and they were oogling the mugshot, correct?
I was oogling the mugshot there when I saw
the
mugshot.
That's just real shit. Sometimes a thing is a thing in its place. At the end of the day, that's what a girl looked like. You know what I'm saying? She cute. It's the truth. How do you argue with the truth?
You can't argue with it. You definitely can't argue with a bunch of motherfucking girls who go find some motherfuckers.
Prime example. That's just like the football dude that's on trial. The dude who was playing national football, and he's on trial right now for killing, killing somebody. Like, and he took the gun himself and killed whoever it was. So it doesn't take him for the fact he is a football player. He's attractive.
You guys have a private caller.
Okay.
This ain't gonna go well.
guys do a fabulous job on your show. I just want to say that much first and foremost.
Hey.
Thank you.
But I do want to say this, and I'm just going to leave it at that. What that young man said was totally tacky and inappropriate. What that young man said was tacky and inappropriate, and it really shows how this new generation is, how their mindset is, and how fucked up their heads are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these kids really need some mental help. They really need to seek mental help because they go on these social networks and say all these old derogatory and mean and vicious things like it's cute. And, you know what I'm saying, they're just making it harder for the GLBT community. They don't have no regard to all the people who are set out to make, you know what I'm saying, to make things better for us as a community. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. Fuck a house. Fuck all that old stupid bullshit. It's about being real. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
we
true.
Have come a long way as the GLBT community. And to see somebody put some shit up like that, that was ridiculous. That was just utterly ridiculous. And we see why we have so many problems with the quote-unquote straight community because they see stupid shit like that happen. How are we going to ever overcome the problems that we have in our community if we have people in our community who do stupid shit or say stupid shit like that? It's ridiculous. It's just utterly ridiculous. And these kids really need to get a grip because if they don't, it's not going to be no generation of them. They're all going to be fucking dead some fucking where because they just don't have their mind right. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You guys continue doing a good job and have a good night.
Thank you, caller.
Ciao.
Give me 5 seconds.
But while he's doing that, we're going to take a play a commercial for you all. Private caller, you didn't have to hang up.
Okay.
You can try and take away my crown, but I will never let my kingdom down. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well. I know that they're coming for my throne, but I'm the one.
King's Queen City Weekend Ball, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. Saturday, July 15th, 2017, Charlotte, North Carolina. Admission $30 all night. Table $200 before June 3rd, $300 after. Fit for a king filled with your heart's desire. Grand prize number one. $1,033 legendary realist and twist. Grand prize number two, $1,033 with clean face. Mini grand prize, legendary realist with a protege. $533 for the legend, $333 awarded to the protege. Hat categories include open to all runway, $533. Open to all foot, eye, bag, or belt, $533. Open to all best dress, $333. Open to all glitz and glam, $233. Butch Queen Realist with a twist, $333 plus a pass for grand prize. The winners of All Way, New Way, His Way Performance, Drag Performance, Femme Queen Performance, and Butch Queen Vogue Femme will battle for $533. In addition, there will be a Royal Jackpot Lottery for Face, Sex Diary, and the body category. For more information, please see the image page at We Three Kings. We Three Kings Queen City Weekend Ball, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. The Bab Series, bringing Atlanta Ballroom back, hosted by CJ Prodigy, Taurus Ebony, Twan Blonick, and Felicity Balmain. When?
June 4th, 2017, Atlanta, Georgia. The ball starts at 8 p.m. and is over at 2 a.m. It's an early ball and it will start on time. Your commentators for the evening, Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Elijah Ebony, and Norman Ebony. Over $3,000 cash prizes will be given out this night. Grand prize, performance, open to all $1,000. Mini grand, female figure face, $500. Sex siren, open to all, $250. Realness, open to all, $500. Runway, open to all, $250. Big Girl Trilogy, $250. And other cash prizes to be announced. To purchase tables or if you have any questions, please visit the event page or contact the promoters personally. The Bab Series, Bring Atlanta Ballroom Back, hosted by CJ Prodigy, Taurus Ebony, Twan Blonick, and Felicity Balmain. Welcome back.
Charmin, when you come back, can you bring me some chicken? I'm sorry. Jason. Jason. You all had a private call. A private caller. Please excuse me. That was personal. I thought I was muted. Private caller, you press one so I can bring you back on. You had another private caller that had pressed one, but they took their hand down. I thought it was a commercial. Go ahead. Hello.
Girl, I'm here in the middle of your motherfucking cave. What you mean? Come? Oh, never mind. I ain't gonna have that conversation. I'm gonna have that conversation later.
At least somebody decided to check with me and see if I needed super food or stuff since I can't eat.
Oh, good fucking foolery.
Well, how did you expect to eat anyway?
Girl threw a straw.
I hope you had some food in your house.
I got food, but look.
Girl, everything crunches.
My wisdom teeth was pulled out. Okay, when I had my wisdom teeth, so I thought all pulled out when I was 12. Apparently, they only pulled out the top two. And from what I remember, when that happened at 12 years old, I got ice cream and all that other kind of stuff.
At almost, fuck, got they wisdom teeth taken out at 12. They just started growing in at 12.
Well, that's when they decided to take my wisdom teeth out at 12. So
I got my wisdom teeth out when I was like 17,
18. Mine didn't start coming in until like, bitch, I didn't, like, these motherfuckers just got
I've
here.
Always been big for my age, so there you have it.
Work with you.
We know.
No, yeah, girl.
So anyway, I'm putting myself back on mute, and I'm getting back in my bed. You don't have any more callers. You do have two more commercials, and I will let you know when I'm going to play those commercials for you, so you can take your station identification break. You don't have any other callers at this time. If you do, they have not pressed one. So
this live has been an experience.
Of unnatural
proportions. Well, we just figured out how to turn the sound on so people watching the live can actually hear. Now we got a delay. Anyway.
It's a delay, though.
I mean, I guess it would be. But it's like a second behind. So if you hear it on the air or you hear it back like that, that's why.
So.
Where do we want to go with this topic, Nick? Where do we want to go?
So, let's get this shit over with, girl. We really need to get this shit over with this whole Rico Pruitt thing.
Rico Pruitt. I mean,
so low, like,
this is what I would say. A bitch has got to do what a bitch got to do.
Exactly.
I don't think that I would have done porn. I would have done something. I don't know. I would have gone to China and done porn or some shit. I wouldn't have done porn here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, it's just, I never would have done it. But I guess if you really got to make money, and I think that's what the whole focus was. He had been doing what he wanted to do, but at the same time, he wasn't making money for it. So I could understand that. For me, at the end of the day, if I got to make a coin, I got to make a coin.
Okay, well, okay, let me give y'all my opinion. Those of you who have watched About Him and seen what About Him gave, so you know that it was like almost borderline softcore porn. It was given very like 1990s Red Shoe Diaries,
right?
With a gay plot. So that's what it was. Y'all have to understand, and this is how I feel personally, any porn company would have hired any one of them. That's the way I feel. I feel like he was the only person that kind of, if you want to not say that, that took advantage of the situation. Y'all may not say it, y'all might find it another way, or y'all may put it another way, but he was the only person who capitalized off of it. Any one of them, all of them were pretty much attractive or cute or hot or whatever the fuck it is that y'all thought about them or whatever the case may be. Some of y'all going to say they not. Some of you bitches going to be in denial talking about they ain't even that cute while y'all sitting around there jacking to their video or whatever. Because, you know, bitches a lie. Sit around and talk about they ain't even that cute because y'all probably done sent them an inbox and they done turned through y'all done, and they done turned y'all asses down or whatever. But in reality, any one of them could have been offered a porn contract. Any of them would have got offered a porn contract, and any one of them, if they wanted to make the money or could have made the money, could have went out there and made the money. He just decided to go out there and get the money, bitch. That's it. Let the shit go. Stop making entire posts about the boy. Like, Jesus, let it go.
Me hearing myself is gonna kill me. But at the end of the day, like if I had to do what I gotta do, I'm gonna go fucking do what I gotta do. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, and I kind of get that mentality from him. After watching like a couple of his lives and shit, and figuring that shit out, I was just like, well, fuck it.
He gonna do what he wants to do.
He had been doing it. He had been dealing with the producer. The producer had been bullshit. The producer finally got him a place to stay. But, bitch, if you ain't got no place of your own and you just living with somebody, you not really stable, you not going to feel right. I know I wouldn't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
If a bitch come up and tell me,
I'll give you $20,000. I just need you to do six scenes. I'm doing six scenes.
Some of you hoes walking around here sucking dicks for nothing.
You mean?
Some of y'all done suck six dicks for nothing. Don't act like you ain't. Some of y'all sitting around sucking six dicks for
nothing.
Private
call of yours. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, bitches is out here fucking for free, so why are they reading porn stars? I mean, if they want
to
get paid,
come to the phone, Corla.
Come to the phone. Who is that, me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me, yeah.
Your
okay.
phone muffled, girl. Did you
have to come away from one of them things you're going to have to back away from, either your live or the
well,
computer.
You can pitch your live
on mute.
You. Right. Man, your phone muffled. Did you finally put the Vaseline on the speaker this time instead of the lens, sis?
Yeah.
You tried that.
But I love you. But I don't understand how people say
hey,
I don't
y'all
understand
have
how
enough,
people doing that.
I'll have another caller, Ming. I don't know what's going on with your phone. I'm putting you back on mute. 314-274, you're on the air.
Like Justin said, the boy was damn near jacking off on them web series for free. Let the boy get into his little porn. Let it get out. Let him get that porn phase out of his system. Let him have his fun.
I would say so, Niecy Pooh. I would say so, but
and let's
you know,
not make it seem like when Atlanta Pride come out, them Breedy Raw boys don't be going to the clubs picking little boys out of the flock.
Girl, like say, I wasn't gonna say nothing, but since you there, I mean, like I said. He was going to make the money anyway. It was going to be a certain amount of time. He just decided he wanted to become freelance and make his own money his own way. The web
Even
series.
Even if he was going to be somebody's date, he was going to make the money.
That's it. Like, bitch, it is.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, what are y'all saying? Like, after, I mean, being real with the situation. It's just sitting looking back. He was gonna get that about somebody.
Right. Somebody's going to sit around there. I got somebody's going to, like, this is where this shit is. My thing about it is nowadays, for all people who decided that y'all want to do web series and y'all, because that is the new big thing now to try to make it. And kudos to people who trying to do these web series now. And, you know, at least the ones who trying to do right by the actors that they get to do these web series with, because that is now the best way to start showing that y'all got some talent or start showing better ways, because there are other ways to start doing it. Do right by them. And those people who going to be actors in these web series, start researching the people and start researching, you know, the best way to make your money. That it won't come to decide on whether you want to do porn or if you don't want to do porn. Research your options. See what the fuck you got coming to you, because if you're going to do these web series or something, if you're going to do it as a school project or whatever it is that you're trying to do it as, or you trying to do it because you want to become a serious actor, or you trying to see what you got as a serious actor, make sure that you choose a company or a person that's doing it that's going to do right by y'all.
Hey, Ming, I'm going to bring you back on the air. We're going to try this again. Ming, you're on the air.
I was trying to figure out, like I was saying, if people, we're still talking about the porno thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why are people reading him? Like, because I keep seeing all these posts about Rico. What is the big deal if he's doing porn? Everybody does porn. If people didn't do porn, Devin wouldn't have nobody to post. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the big deal.
First off, fuck you.
At first, I was really reading her. Like, at first, I was really, because I was at the situation because I felt like it was tacky. But on the real tip, after the fact, just looking at the situation and thinking about, okay, bitch, I've gotten this far just off what I was doing. This shit is not panning out. I ain't got no money. I got bills. Shit got to get paid. And this nigga saying, I got his $15,000, just do these six things. I'm going to have sex anyway.
Basically.
So why not?
I just decided to do it on cam. Some of y'all motherfuckers sitting around here turning tricks behind the scenes. So, bitch, whatever.
I turned
right,
the shit that I do on
Facebook
in terms of.
He's been
wide open on
Tumblr for years, though.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the situation. Because I'm starting to get to the point where they say, like, he came from Tumblr and did about him.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I don't know what came first. I know that they were a hot couple. The person that he was talking to at the time, which to me, no shade, he was like really, really cute. So I ain't gonna lie. They was a couple. So they was doing their lives and they was doing all this shit. But while they was doing their lives, they was like having live after dark. And then it turned into something else. Then they was fucking in the living room. Then they was fucking. So
see, that's
after
what I was
a point,
the impression
to
of.
Me, here's
was
the thing. After a point, like, I don't know. I
you
think they hit. I tell. I think they just marketed themselves well.
The boy's cute. He look good naked. He can come. He know he can make money from it. End of story.
Yeah, I have yet to watch the video where he plays the top.
Yeah.
So. Girl, it's an experience.
You've watched some fake tops before.
You are a fake top.
Ooh.
Well, girl, I thought the girl that had the tooth that was missing, it was mute. Bitch.
Oh, Lord.
You got fucking nerves.
She not going nowhere, girl. She keep coming back like a girl, like
an abscess on her too.
Girl, ain't it?
Girl, since you in here talking so much, I hope you don't get dry air in your socket in your mouth.
Oh my God,
bitch. That's why I'm not trying to talk, motherfucker.
Well, bitch, nobody told you. Girl. Now, how you didn't take a day off of work after you turned around at
me? Right. Now,
that
no shade. Because, bitch, I need all of my money. That's why I didn't take off work. I need all of my.
I know that's
Jason
right.
Said, I got shit to do.
That bitch said the corner ain't
no
gonna
say,
work.
Jason,
fucking,
I have gone and gotten a root canal, got up from the dentist chair, paid them, went right back to work. Like, bitch, I went to lunch. Like, I'm back. Let's go. And I'm going to make it this through these hours. Because at the end of the day,
right,
I got to
right.
do what I got to do.
Because, bitch, I get a hangnail. I'm going home.
How y'all getting wisdom teeth taken out at 12? I didn't get my wisdom teeth taken out until I was, like, in my late 20s.
Child, that's
yeah,
what I'm trying to
18,
figure
19.
Out,
bitch.
I still got
and,
mine.
And no shade. Jason just got one pool. I got all four pools.
Yeah,
like, my last
so
one, like, my last one just came in at, like, 26, bitch. So
baby, the dentist and me is like the never-ending story.
So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out where y'all bitches get all these extra teeth from.
Bitch, these bitches go out here doing getting work done, bitch. I'm worried about getting my teeth done, bitch. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get some veneer. I'm trying to hoe and get some veneers. Fuck the bullshit. Hello?
I can't get it. Always.
Bitch. You trying to get sealed and I'm trying to get teeth.
I just thought about a couple. Oh, girl, they just fucked my life up because I just thought about a couple.
Don't you get them chiclets.
Tomorrow, bitch.
Don't you get them chiclets.
Not chiclets.
What'd you say, chiclets? Who said chiclets on this bitch?
That goddamn teed up.
Them hard ass.
You better shut up before I put my foot on your damn tank, bitch.
Right there on the tube. So. We on to that, and now we can finally get to the shit.
What shit is that?
Girl, a few days ago, Easter Sunday to be exact, girl, I was in the thought group. I was not our thought group. I'm in the national. I was in the national thought group. And I keep seeing post after post after post about people getting Picasso'd.
Oh,
oh my God.
Girl, let me say this.
And then they showcasing the shit.
So I want to say this. Tops, I want you to come closer to the phone and I want you to listen to the shit that I'm about to tell you. Because this is real. If there is a holiday, a major black holiday, please stop trying to have a date. Please stop trying to fuck a bottom on black holidays. Now, when I mean black holidays, I do mean
well,
holidays.
Well, you can have a little tabo, but you can't have sex.
Girl. What I mean by black holidays is holidays in which black folk come together and cook and partake of food. Following holidays include these: Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and every other Halloween. Bitch, stop meeting these motherfucking boys on black folk holidays and then expect your motherfucking cleanliness to stay cleanliness. Stop meeting these motherfucking boys.
But
my water
was clean.
Right. Ain't nobody got time for y'all to be meeting up with y'all and starving theyself.
Well, that's what
you're
supposed
to
do when you're about to go get fucked. You're not supposed to eat. What
girl, this thing, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, where
I
you
went to the cookout. My uncle know how
to
grill some
not,
ribs.
If I'm getting some trade, I'm not eating that whole day.
Well,
I
girl, this thing, that's your problem, bitch. My auntie know how to make good potato salad.
You greedy bitches. You eat after the fuck, not before it. You greedy
girl,
bitches.
Girl, this thing, first of all, I'm not going to turn my holiday around you, bitch.
So I got to pass up these meals? No, ma'am.
Yes. Right. You pass up the meals and then you eat afterwards.
No, bitch. How about you had a whole day before the fuck?
Wait a minute.
That's why there's an Eve to every holiday.
Yes, girl, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hope you will mute yourself again.
I thought I had muted myself, but I just wait a minute. So let me.
Well, what are you trying to do?
What are you doing now,
girl? Did you?
I'm trying to get my head. Trying to get my head around.
She ate the peel. She took the peel, girl.
Wait, okay. I thought she was supposed to be guarding her mouth with her life.
Well, y'all talk to me. You know what? Never mind. I'm going to sleep.
No, girl.
Wait. Don't you drop that bitch.
Yep, she took the peel, bitch. She took the peel. She popped this peel at the bottom of the hill, bitch. Stop meeting these people and stop doing this to these bottoms. Stop making your bottom starve themselves and choosing you over.
And why would you even agree to
stuff
like that?
That's what it was. That's what it was. Ming, you stand right there. Ming, you said, so I'm supposed to go to my grandmother, my auntie, my favorite cousin cookout. I'm supposed to smell the food, look at the food, but I ain't supposed to eat the food till the next day. Where they do that at?
That's a cold place.
Yes, you are, bitch.
Okay.
Because we made that decoration. You made that decoration that you were a bottom. So you were supposed to be always ready. You were supposed to be what?
Ready.
Okay, and this bottom is always ready. I can go to my grandmother's, my auntie, my play cousins, my best friend, my girlfriend, my ex-boyfriend, and his mama cookout and eat as much as I want. I'm not going to come straight home and knock on my door because I'm just not going to do that. But if you think that if you know your body, the time, and depending on what you eat, how soon it will digest, and how it's going to digest, how you're going to pass that, either you're going to shit it out or you're going to pee it out, depending on what you ate, depending on what kind of meat you ate. Some meat that you eat at a barbecue, you're not going to, unless you go home and you take citric magnesia or enema and some other stuff, all that stuff not coming out you in one night. Your Thanksgiving meal ain't going to hit you until, if Thanksgiving was on Thursday, if your body is normal, that's not going to hit you until Saturday, unless you go home and you take an X-Lax and all that other kind of stuff and be preparation for that.
But to me,
now,
it depends.
If you're one of them girls
really,
that your bowels get loose because you eat greens, then you shouldn't be eating greens. And then you inviting Tyrone and Tony and Mike and Sean and Greg over.
Here's the thing. I really think it depends on the girl. Because if you're the type of girl that's having, like, multiple situations, multiple girls all the time, you was already blew open in the first place. Your hole ain't been really cooled down, bitch. You know you need to go somewhere and sit down. At least for the holidays, give your booty hole a break.
Girl, that's all I'm saying.
Ow.
I'm trying to do what I got to do today. I don't want to do this today. Today is not the day I want to do this.
Right, I'm out of commission.
Stop, don't call me. Don't ask me. This, you know, and I don't like this. Girl, fuck on a non-black holiday.
Here's the thing. It should be mandatory that holidays are all just going to be oral only. And that's it. Bitch,
I'm not doing nothing, girl.
You wanna fuck on a non-black holiday, girl. You wanna fuck me on President's Day.
Flag Day.
Like Pulaski Day, like St. Patrick's Day, when I'm drunk and I don't give a fuck.
I mean, or at least oral is going to happen. I don't know what the fuck y'all are saying. That
you
want to
fuck me sometime? Fuck me during, like, fucking Veterans Day, bitch. Yeah. Get some Veterans Day pussy.
Or,
girl, stop asking
or
me.
Or do me while I'm preparing the food the day before.
Thank you. You got the whole day to fuck, bitch. Stop.
You can get it in while I'm making these biscuits, so you can go about your business.
Thank you. I started making my cornbread for the dressing tomorrow. Stop calling. Leave me the fuck alone. You want to
well,
sit around
you
here?
Might get, well, at least you know you might get some head from me.
So you not getting nothing. We get you getting food from me, bitch. Take the fucking food.
So I got to entertain my whole family, and I can't eat, and I got to deal with you? No.
So, I mean, here's the thing. To every person that would have taken dick on that holiday, take the, I mean, just go on and think about it, honey. Like, you know you want to eat. You know you want to get you some of that plate. You want to get you some
ooh,
of that, some of them
no.
greens. You want some of that cornbread and shit like that, bitch. So go ahead and do what you got to do.
Somebody just inboxed me and said if they were shitting before the holiday, they're going to be shitting after. So it ain't nothing.
Have some respect for the cop. Don't, what if the cop want to eat your ass? Don't no cop want to eat your meal
go
off your ass.
You something to do.
Don't no cop
want
to eat
got family?
Your meal off your
thank
ass.
You.
You ain't got some nieces and nephews to go babysit? Like, girl, what a play.
Don't your Medea need you to run to the store to go get her something for tomorrow or something?
Bitch, if that was the case, I wouldn't be calling you.
Girl. It ain't like you got no goddamn job anyway, so what the fuck? It ain't like you got shit to do. It's a holiday.
Just
we
be,
can
I mean,
all the time. Jesus.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. Like I said,
you
if,
don't
you, if you have to do the do,
you,
I would
you
suggest that you just do oral.
If you get New Year's pussy, you don't need Christmas pussy. You can get some Black Friday pussy. It'll be discounted. I can't fucking deal with this shit. Y'all, that's all you know how to do is just sit there around and fuck on. And first of all, you fucking heathens, you ain't got no business fucking on the good day of the Lord's resurrection in the first place. You too busy
okay.
listening to Easter.
Y'all need to be watching Moses.
Well, my guy said he gave me a special gift.
Girl.
To be playing.
You know, kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to sit here and want to fuck on a holiday. On a black holiday, too.
If you don't think Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was fucking when Jesus came out that tomb, you're a fool. But
they was. Because they was all in hiding because they all thought they was next. The Bible said it.
Okay.
That's why they was hiding in the upper room.
Well, y'all got about.
I'm just saying.
20 minutes before it goes into record mode, I'm going to play y'all last two commercials. So then once y'all
this live shit is for the birds.
We're going to play. We got bills to pay. Well, they'll be right back.
I could have been playing my video game and not doing this live shit.
Thank you.
That's what I'm doing.
NASA presents the Twisted Circus Ball, Prevention with a Twist, hosted by Raquel Balenciaga. Over $8,000 in cash will be awarded. Saturday, June 24th. Doors open at 11 p.m. LSS starts at 1 a.m. The ball will start on time. Free all night long. Commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi and Precious Ebony. DJ Von Alor, Elite Beat on the beat.
Elite Beat.
Table. Seats 10 gets 15 badges, must have a badge for VIP entry. General tables, $150. Comes with bottles, cups, ice buckets, Dunkin' snacks, and nice decor. VIP tables, $200. Comes with the same and is sectioned off from the stage night view. Premium VIP table, $500. Comes with premium bottles, chasers, cups, ice buckets, circus snacks, gift bags, sectioned off and separate stage view, nice decor, VIP only bar, and private dressing room. Grand prize, $2,000. Prevention with a twist, team production. Grand prize, $1,000. House with the most persons tested. Grand prize, $2,000. Female figure face. Categories also include realness, $500. Performance, $500 plus $10 pop. 7 trophies, 7 pops. One $500 cash prize. Runway, $500 plus $10. 4 trophies, 4 pops. One $250 cash prize. Body, $100. Sex sirens, $250. Best dress, $100 plus trophies. Sneaker versus sneaker, $100. Streetwear, $100. Foot and eyewear, $100 plus trophy. Nathan presents the Twisted Circus Ball, Prevention with a Twist, hosted by Raquel Balenciaga. Over $8,000 in cash will be awarded. Saturday, June 24th. Doors open at 11 p.m. LSS starts at 1 a.m. Icon Mother Divine Chanel presents the 10th Anniversary West Coast Legends Ball. Revisit the eras of glam. Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. Exclusive sponsorship by In The Meantime. Commentator Jack Mizrahi. DJ BJ Chanel at Casa Vertigo. The Catwalk Ballroom. 1828 Oak Street, Los Angeles, California. 90015. Doors open at 6 p.m. LSS begins promptly at 8 p.m. Ball over at 12 a.m. Entry and cover charge, it's free. Free house tables, first come, first serve. Contact Divine Chanel, MotherChanel at gmail.com to RSVP. Cash prizes include $1,000 open to all runway. All runway winners battle for the cash. $1,000 open to all realness. All realness winners battle for the cash. $1,000 open to all performance. All performance, Vogue fam winners vote for the cash battle. Mini grand prize, $500. Open to all sex sirens. Open to all legend / icon of the night. Any legend or icon can come and represent their category and battle for the cash. $250 open to all face. All face winners battle for the cash. Also, virgin categories, $50 each. Virgin Faith, Virgin Vogue, and Virgin Runway. Icon Mother Divine Chanel presents the 10th Anniversary West Coast Legends Ball, Sunday, July 2nd, 2017.
And ladies and gentlemen, those are the commercials for the upcoming events. If you have an event coming up that you would like to have aired on the Just Kelly Network, please reach out to Kelly Mizrahi on her event, on any of her pages, and she will get a commercial made for you. Thank you. And do not forget, most definitely do not forget that on May.
And I hope everybody's getting ready for the BBB ball.
That big bubble bitch right there had not cut me off. That's what I was about to say. But I will let him continue. You all, again, check your inbox. I told you what you could do. But I am gone for the evening. It has been a pleasure. Justin, I thank you again for stepping into the toy box and taking my place. Devin, it's always good to have you, and you're always welcome in our house. Ming, I had a question for you earlier, but you came down and I don't even want to talk about that no more, but thank you for listening and calling in, Ming. Tito, as always, keep breathing.
Oh, my
damn.
God.
Damn. Really?
What kind of... Girl, what kind of social family structure do y'all people have?
Ow, 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 ow. Good night.
That's what you get, Mommy dearest.
Give that bitch a pass. That teeth pain ain't no joke.
Chuh.
So, any closing statements? Who do we want to take this?
So, if you know your bottom is not fresh, oh, did y'all want to talk about the last thing? Oh well, see, we can't talk about it because Jason ain't here.
Yes, let me. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna finish a little bit of the top bottom thing. So, if you a top and you hit up a bottom and it's the holidays and you know better, I know better. We all know better. I need you to go ahead and accept the fact that you may get paid it off.
Look, girl, I need you not to hook up.
It just don't go bigger.
Right. And bottoms, stop letting them talk you into that shit.
But then sometimes holiday dick be big, the bigger dick. Anyway, okay, we about to close this shit out. This has been another installment of Juicing with the J's, with technical difficulties and all. So I hope y'all have a good night and everything. Say your good night to everybody.
Good night. I love y'all, you know, and stuff. Remember to pray for my sister and her sick and shut in. Take her soup, because clearly she just got random ass motherfuckers taking her soup.
Leave that lady alone.
Fuck her and her too. She just a weak bitch. She can't take pain.
Oh, girl. At least not in that form.
Is that what y'all doing? Is that what y'all
all right.
doing?
You everybody have a good night. This has been another installment of Juicing with the J's.
The more you
my tolerance for pain and my tolerance for pain in my mouth are two different things. I have almost 47 tattoos. So, sweetie, I have a high tolerance for pain, but my mouth is my mouth. Just because your
Show
mouth is set up like that, Hoover, don't do me. Now you can say goodnight.
Just because you have those hills and valleys that you have in your mouth, don't look at me and think I have a problem. I just go and get my teeth corrected daily, all the time. You know that. I always go get my shit done. I get that shit taken care of. So what do you mean?
That you just like people playing around in your mouth. I don't.
Oh, shit.
Now, that part I can agree with you with, so I'm not even going to sit there and lie with you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, good night. Good night, everyone.
I'm trying to be respectable. So,
make sure to tune in Monday for Just Juicing and Just Juicing. Make sure you tune in Monday for the clap back with Kelly. We will be back. We will
Wait,
be back
you
on
here. Oh, never mind, girl.
Go ahead. What?
Girl, you here, girl, and I wanted to have a conversation, girl. Because it was supposed to be a conversation that was supposed to come up.
What conversation? Well, then, okay, you know
one
about
of the conversations
it.
That I got judged about.
Okay, you know what I'm
I don't even remember. You would have to refresh.
Oh, well, you had
read. Oh, we need a refresher. Cause
are
what are we about to talk about?
Beauty butter?
Yes, girl.
Goodbye. Good night, everyone.
There's no such thing as booty butter. Stop. The show is ending. Everybody have a good night. This has been Juicing with the J's. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those that don't know what booty butter is, they're like...
Are you serious? I'm hanging up.
Please tell